Thus, because he is completely absorbed in thought of me, the devotee does not desire even the highest benediction attainable in the upper planetary systems, including Satyaloka. He does not desire the eight material perfections obtained from mystic yoga, nor does he desire to be elevated to the kingdom of God. Yet even without desiring them, the devotee enjoys, even in this life, all the offered benedictions.
Atho vibhuting mama maya vinastya maishajya mashtyang manupravittam sriyang bhagavatin vas prihayanti bhadra parasame te asnu batitu loke. A pure devotee, as it is instructed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how to keep the position of pure devotee. There are many explanations. Rupa Goswami has also given the same idea in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, and Narad Muni, he has given the same idea in the Narad Pancharatra, and Bhagavan Sri Krishna has also given the same idea in the Bhagavad Gita. From all Vedic scripture, it is understood that a pure devotee, he does not want anything from the Lord. He does not want. Even he does not want liberation. What to speak of the material things? Dharma, artha, kam, mokha, the material position, is one wants to become religious, dharma. Why? Now he can get material opulence. Now why material opulences? Now because he can gratify his senses, kama. And when he is frustrated, then he wants moksha. Dharmartha kama moksha. Generally, people are very much attached, those who are human beings, not the cats and dogs, they do not know anything. But those who are elevated in the living condition, they want to become religious or economically very prosperous, dharma, artha, and good facilities for sense enjoyment. And then, after enjoying all these things, either by frustration or by further development, they want mukti. But a devotee does not want any of these things. Any of these things. He is not at all interested. Just like Billamangal Thakur the other day, I told you this story. He says that mukti mukulintanjali sevati asma. My Lord, if I am fixed up in devotional service, then what is become mukti? Mukti is just like my maid servant. She's standing on door. What can I do for you? Mukti mukulita anjali. Anjali, just like folded hands. Sir, what can I do for you? That is the position. This is why a devotee shall want mukti. No. He doesn't want anything. Simply he wants to serve Krishna. That's all. He wants this facility. No other thing. Chaitanya Mahapurusha, that is Chaitanya Mahapurusha. Na dhanangana janangana sundaring kavitang bhajagadisa kama. Mamo janmani janmani share bhavatad bhakti rahoituki tai. Tai unto you, let there be my devotion, ahoituki, without any motive. Everyone has got some motive. People become dharmic, go to the temples. That's very good. They are pious to ask something. Oh God, give us our daily bread. A bhakta, a pure bhakta, he does not ask anything. Why he should ask? A pure devotee is kept in the hand of Krishna. Just like if you keep something very carefully, jewel in your hand, you are very careful. Similarly, when Krishna takes care of you, as he says, aham tva sarva papi bhav mukhosham, then you are just at the care of, just like a big man, a very rich man, if he assures you, yeah, don't bother, I'll take care of you for everything. Just imagine what is your position. If a big man gives you assurance that I take care of you, don't bother. You haven't got to do anything. I shall take it. So when Krishna says the Supreme Lord, who is the proprietor of all opulences, Aishajasya Samakrasya Bijasya Jasasya Saraisajya Purna. Aishajya, six kind of opulence. Krishna has got full control over six kind of opulence. All riches. We can say, I am millionaires. I am proprietor of crores. But I cannot say that I am the owner of all the banks of the world. That is not possible. But Krishna can say, Bhoktaram Jagatavasam, Sarva Loka Mahasam. Not only the banks, but everything which contains the banks, all the planets, Sarva Loka Mahasam. So who can be richer than Krishna? So if Krishna says, I take care of you, then where is the question of poverty? That is, people do not know. They want some opulence, material opulence. But he doesn't want Krishna, the proprietor of all opulences. And that is our misfortune. The proprietor of all opulence, as he says, just surrender to me, I take care of you. No. It is not possible. I shall have to take care of my business, that will maintain me. I will have to take care of my this and that, my country and so my family, and friends and Krishna says, no, you simply surrender, I will do everything for you. And he assures Arjuna, And the sixth, Janglabdha chaparangalabhanga mannati nadhikanga tatha. You just to try to achieve that thing, which achieving, you will be no more aspiring for achieving anything more. But that is Krishna. That is Krishna. Just like Arjuna, he did it very conscientiously. Krishna said that this war, your fight is family. I am connected with both the families. So I cannot take part in this war. No. But they insisted that at least you could take some part as you like. Then he said that I divide myself into two. So one side, all my soldiers, 18 Akhoini soldiers. And one side I am alone. Now you select which one you want. The Duryodhana thought that what shall I do with Krishna? He's one man. Let me take his soldiers. So he took all the soldiers. And Arjuna said, no, Krishna, I want you. The Krishna said, no, I will not fight. No, you simply remain in my side. All right, I shall become your chariot driver. That's all. So, this is intelligence. You just capture Krishna. And Krishna, how he can be captured? Krishna can be captured by your bhakti. Otherwise, he is very, very fatty. You cannot catch him. It's not possible. Ajita. If anyone wants to conquer over Krishna, that is not possible. That is, therefore Krishna's name is Ajita. Nobody can conquer. You find from the history Mahabharata. Mahabharata means the greater history of India. Maha means greater. As you write, greater Bombay. Similarly, Mahabharata means greater Bharat. Don't think of this Bharat, 3-bit Bharat. No. The whole planet was Bharatvarsha. That is called Mahabharata, greater Bharat. Everyone was being controlled by the emperor in Hastinapur, the Pandavas. So in that history, you find Krishna has so many dealings in Mahabharata, but he was never conquered by anyone. Therefore, his name is Ajita. But you can conquer over this Ajita, Ajitopi Jitopasi, Taistilokyam, by whom? Sthane sthita sutigatam tanuvang manovi namrata namantaiva. This is the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that don't try foolishly to speculate about God. Stop this foolishness. The same example, the frog in the well is thinking of the Atlantic Ocean. He has never seen Atlantic Ocean. He's speculating. Some friend told him, my dear friend, frog in the well, I have seen a vast mass of water. What is that? The Atlantic Ocean. What is that Atlantic Ocean? Very great mass of water. Who? Oh, bigger than this well? Maybe 4 feet or 10 feet. In this way, if you speculate, you'll never understand what is God. If you want to understand God, then try to understand from God Himself. He knows. If you speculate of a big man, a neighbor, a friend, what is his wealth? Oh, he appears to be a very rich man and very strong man, very influential man. And these are the opulences. Very beautiful, very wise. So you can't calculate. But if you make friendship with that gentleman, and if he speaks about himself, then you can understand what he is. Then how you can understand God, Krishna, by speculation? This is foolishness. Therefore, Shastra advises you that Jnanam priya, jnane priyasam mudopasa. If you think that you are a very learned scholar, you are very advanced in knowledge, and you can manufacture what is God, give up this foolishness, first of all. Don't make this foolishness. Jnane priyasam. Oh, what is your knowledge? Nimite, kupamandu, the frog in the well. How you can imagine? Simply by imagination. Is imagination God? Can you create? The Mayavadi says that we can imagine God. God, it is so great that it is not possible to understand the Brahma, but we can imagine some form. This is Mayavadi philosophy. This imagination will not. You cannot imagine God. God is fact. God is not subjected to your imagination. And your senses are imperfect. How long you will simply speculate? Give up this practice foolishly. Don't. Jnane prayasam mudapasa. No, just become submissive. Jnane prayasam mudapasa. Namantai va. Be submissive. That is bhakti marga. Bhakti marga is submissive. Therefore Krishna says, sarva-dhanman prityajya mamekam saranam braja. Saranam braja. Be submissive, rascal. You are manufacturing so much, so many things. Give up this practice. Just surrender. This is what. If you do that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advises, this is spoken by Buddha. Then sthane sthita suti gatam. If you become very, very humble and submissive and pray to Krishna sincerely, Krishna, it is not possible for me to know you. If you kindly please explain how can I know you, then it is possible. If you think I shall be able to understand you, just as Arjuna said, that Krishna, it is not possible to understand, but if you kindly think that I am fit to understand about your vibhuti, please tell me. This is submission. And Krishna explained about his vibhuti. Then he concluded, athava bahunaitena kingyatena tavajna vishtabha idam yaham krishnam idam krishnam ekaṃsena sthitoja. How long I shall go on speaking about myself? Simply summarize. What is that? No, simply by one part of my opulence is maintaining the whole cosmic manifestation. Ekaṃsena sthitoja. Only one little portion of my opulence. You just understand. Otherwise, how much? So little of there are innumerable universes. Jagat. Jagat means this universe. There is not one universe. We are only seeing one universe. There are millions of universes. Altogether, that is called jagat. Gacchati iti jagat. The ekaṃsi na sthita. This is also confirmed in many other Vedic literature. Jasyaika nishyasata kalam athavalamba jivanti loma bilaja jagadanna natha Vishnu mahan sahiya jasya kalavisesu govindamadi purusam tamamuja. Brahma Sangita means the prayers offered by Lord Brahma. This is accepted by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Brahma Sangita was not available while Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was touring in South India. So he collected one Brahma Sangita, handwritten in the palm leaves, and he copied it. Formerly there was no press. These important shastras, Vedic literature, were kept in handwriting. I copy from your book, my other friend copies from my book in this way. Those were interested. The literatures were not so cheap. Only highly qualified Brahmins, they used to keep handwritten, and it was worshipped in the temple as deity, Shastra. Not that it is available everywhere, it has become. Now press has made it very cheaper. But we should always understand that granthas or the scriptures should be worshipped as God. That is sound incarnation of God. It should not be neglected. Don't neglect Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavat as ordinary books. You must be very careful. So, as you take care of the deities, you should take care of the books also. So, this Brahma Sanghita was copied by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from one Kesam Mandir in South India, and he gave it to his disciple that here is the summary of Vedanta and Bhagavatam. Therefore we quote from Brahma Sanghita. It is authorized. It is authorized by the Supreme Person, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in that Brahma Sanghita, it is said about Krishna in so many ways that here as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, ekaṁśena sthitu jagat, only by one of my portion the whole material creation is resting. So in the Brahma Sanghita it is explained in many places. One of the places that jasyaika nishyasita kalam athavalamba jivanti loma vilaja jagadannanatha loma vilaja, the pores on your body. From that pores and from the breathing process, the universes are coming out. Universes are coming out. Jasyaika nishyasita kalam athavalamba jivanti loma vilaja jagadannanatha. Jagadannanatha means, jagadanna means universe. In each universe, there is a natha, or the supervisor, or the manager, or the supreme person. Just like for management, we are. Similarly, in each universe, there is Lord Brahma. He is the supreme creature, manager. So these managers lead only to that period when Mahavishnu excels. When the nishyasita kala, just like we excel and inhale. So when exhaling, all these universes are created. And when it is inhale, they go into the Mahavishnu, coming and going. So many universes, and the Brahma, whose duration of life is also described in the Bhagavad Gita, sahasra-yuga-parjantam arahat-yat brahmano vidu. Brahma's duration of life is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Sahasra-yuga. We know yugas. The four yugas make one dibba-yuga. That satta-treta-dapar-koli. Satta-yuga, 18 lakhs of years duration, and Dwapara Yuga 12 lakhs of years, and Treta Yuga 8 lakhs of years, and Kali Yuga 4 lakhs of years. So altogether it comes to 43 lakhs of years. This is Yuga, and multiply it by 1,000. That means 43 lakhs plus 3 zero, how much it comes to? Some crores of years. That is Brahma's 12 hours. Sahasra, if you take Bhagavad Gita, if you believe, if you read Bhagavad Gita as it is, then you can understand. And if you say it is fictitious, something imaginary, that is another. But unless you believe it, you have no authority to touch Bhagavad Gita. That is nonsense. We are creating so many nonsense who do not believe in the Bhagavad Gita, and they become commentator, a scholar, and so many things. Mura. We are not in favor of this business. We are preaching all over the world that if you read Bhagavad Gita, you read it as it is and accept it as it is. Otherwise, don't create foolish anymore. We have produced many foolish persons by misguiding them, by misinterpreting this Bhagavad Gita. Stop this business. If you believe, you have to believe like this. You cannot interpret. That is not possible. Why you should interpret? It is a fact that Brahma's ayus, duration of life, is very, very big. Not only Brahma's ayus, even if you go higher planet system, you are going to the moon planet. There are living entities. I do not know why they say there is no living being, where they are going. But if we believe our Shastra, the moon planet is one of the heavenly planets. And the duration of life in the moon planet is 10,000s of years. And their year means our 6 months equal to their 1 day. That is called Dibba. In this way there is high, not only as you go more and more to the higher planetary system, you become more and more opulent. Just like here in this material world also, and if you go Europe, America, you become more opulent automatically. I'm giving some examples. Similarly, if you can go to the heavenly planet, you become more opulent. Therefore they are aspiring after going to the higher planetary system. Karmakandya, they perform yajnas and pious activities to go to the heavenly planets. What is the idea? The idea is that we shall be able to enjoy more duration of life, more opulence, more money, more beautiful women, more nice garden. Actually, that is a fact. That is a fact. But a devotee is not interested in all these things. A devotee is not interested. Because he accepts Krishna, therefore he is not interested. But Krishna says, Abrahma bhuvana lokan punaravartin arjuna. My dear Arjuna, even if you are promoted to the Brahmaloka, or the planet where Brahma lives, where the duration of life already explained and opulence, very, very great power. But still you have to fall down from there. So why a devotee should be interested in such thing? No. A devotee wants Krishna, the Supreme Eternal, Nitya Nityanam Chetanas Chetananam. That is the Vedic version. The Supreme Lord is the Supreme Leader of the Nityas. We are all Nityas, Eternal. He guides. Therefore Krishna plays with the living entities, Narayan, Krishna, in the spiritual world. There Krishna and the devotees become his friend, covered boy. They play with Krishna. They want that thing. They do not want to go to the Brahma Loka or the Chandra Loka or this Loka or that. But that will be finished. That will be finished because that is Maya Vinastam. Maya will finish. It may be. Just like here we see a germ lives for a few seconds. Warm at night, there is clogging together so many millions and millions. And by the morning, they are all dead. So their duration of life is comparative. Similarly, Brahma also, it may be millions of years, but he'll die. Krishna has said in the Bhagavad Gita that Abrahma bhuvana lokan punaravartin arjuna. The birth and death, old age and disease there, everywhere. either you go to the Brahma planet or this lower planet or this Brahma life or human life or cat's life, dog's life, tree's life, everything is finishable. Mrityu sarva harascha ham. Krishna is ultimately presents himself to the atheist as Mrityu, as he appeared before Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu was declining. His son was asking his father, "My dear father, why you are disbelieving God?" And he was becoming angry. "I am God. Well, who is else God? I am God. You see, all the demigods, they are afraid of me. I am so powerful." But Prahlad will not agree. He will say, "No, no, you are not God. God is Narayana." This was the father and son. So he did not believe in God. He was thinking, "I am God." Therefore, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, "Mrityu sarva harascha ham." Those who are atheists do not believe in God. The God comes before them as death and takes away everything. All his power, all his opulence, all his money, all his everything taken away. Mrityu sarva. So that is the atheist class realization of God. And theist class, they believe in God, they worship in God while living. And their business is, in this life, they are serving God, Krishna, and even after death, they will do the same business. Nitya yukta upasati. So there is no difference between going to Vaikuntha and in this temple for a devotee. Because the business is the same. So why they should aspire even going to Vaikuntha? Why they aspire? Therefore it is said, what is said? Sriyang Bhagavati Vas Naspriyayanti. Because Vaikuntha, if you go to the spiritual world at Vaikuntha, you get equal opulence, like Krishna or Narayana. Sadhujas, Sarupa, Shasti. There are five kinds of mukti. So one of the most is Shasti. Shasti means equally opulent with the Supreme Lord, equally. In the Vaikuntha, the devotees or the inhabitants, they are equally opulent. Everyone is like Narayana, four hands. Equally opulent, just like in Vrindavan also, Goloka Vrindavan. Krishna and the cowherd's boy, they are equally opulent. The cowards, boys in Vrindavan, they do not know that Krishna is God. Krishna is greater than him. No. They think as Krishna is him. They're so opulent. So that is the devotional position. Therefore it is said, Atho vibhutiṃ mama māyā vinastāṁ vaiśajyam astāṅga anupravittam sriyaṁ bhāgavati vāspriyanti bhadrāṁ. The devotees do not aspire for all these opulences. Their only aspiration is, ambition is, how to be engaged in the service of the Lord. How to be engaged. That is their. And in that way, they get everything. There is no difference. When you worship Krishna, manmana bhavamad bhakta madhyari mangamasuru, mami vaishyasi. So he has already gone. There is no difference, the worshipping of the Lord here and there. Just like in politics, sometimes, these are some of the examples, that in a foreign country, when you are staying in your seat, then you are not subjected to the rules of that country. You are subjected to the rules of your own country. Similarly, so long you are in devotional service, you are not subjected to the rules and regulation of this maya. Maya metang tarantite. Maya metang, mami vajaprapadante, maya metang tarantite. Anyone who is not devotee, who is not engaged in the service of the Lord, he is under the control of Maya. And anyone who has surrendered to Krishna and is simply 24 hours engaged in the service of Krishna, he is not under the control of Maya. Maya mitang taranti, Krishna says. So therefore, a devotee is not aspiring of any so-called material opulence, even astanga, siddhi. Yet he said, Vaisajjam astangam anupravittam. Astanga siddhi, the yogis, those who are actually yogi, they get astanga siddhi, not these cheap yogis, gymnastics. No. The asana, gymnastic, that is all right. This is the process only to go to the yogic platform. But when one actually on the yogic platform, he gets siddhis. Siddhis means perfection. Anima, loghima, mahima, prapti, oshita, like that. He can become smaller than the smallest. That is anima siddhi. Some of the yogis, they can, you keep him within the room, locked up, and he'll come out. Because as soon as there is little let out, he'll come out. That is called anima siddhi. Loghima siddhi. You can walk by achieving this, you can walk on the water, you can fly in the air. You can go from one planet to another by flying. You can go to the moon planet or sun planet by capturing the beings. That is called Mahima Siddhi. There are so many Siddhis. You can create even one universe. Not this magic little goal, but you can create, not universe, one planet. These are such. But a devotee is not anxious to do these things, this jugglery and magic. He wants the one juggler, Krishna. That's all. Because he knows that if I gain Krishna, he can achieve the favor of Krishna, then all juggleries and magic are under my control. He'll do that. Just like a rich man's son. He does not endeavor to get money. He knows my father is so rich, I can spend it as I like. If I am good son, father will give me money. This is the position of devotee. Therefore, he is not after any vibhuti, nor even is aspiring going back to home, back to God. That is also aspiration. A devotee does not, because his home is, he can create Vaikuntha here. Therefore, temple is called Nirgun. Temple is called Nirgun. In the Shastra, that the forest is satogun and city is rajogun, and the places like these four sinful activities are going on, illicit sex, intoxication, gambling, there are places every one of us aware of it. So they are called tamogun. So to live in such places where illicit sex or prostitution is going on, the place where drinking is going on, the place where meat-eating, hotels, restaurant is going on, and gambling going on, these places are tamogun. And ordinary cities and towns, they are called rajogun. And forest, therefore, formerly, those who are aspiring after spiritual advent, they left either city or these things, everything, they went to the forest. That is called vanaprastha, bonaprastha. Bona means forest. Before taking sannyasi, one leaves his family connection and goes to the forest. Banangato ja harimasrayata. Banangato harimasrayata. Then, why they used to go to the forest? To take shelter of Hari. Banangatoja Harimasaya. So that is Shakti. And above all these things, to live in the temple, that is nirguna, above satagun rajagun tam. Therefore, those who are inhabitants of the temple, they are in Vaikuntha. But unfortunately, it is Kali Yuga. You are trying to create such Vaikuntha in this Hare Krishna land, and the police commissioner says it is nuisance. This is our government. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Glory to Prabhupada.